One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. It is Red Men Bite-Size look at all things happening around Liverpool Football Club on today, Sunday, the 9th of July. Loads of random stuff. We've got a bit of transfer stuff to get to later on in the show around Romeo Lavia and a young Liverpool star set to join up with a midfield legend. But we're also going to pick up with a current crop of Liverpool stars celebrating as they become under-21 European champions. And of course, Liverpool players have returned to training as well, so we'll get the updates on that. Let's start then with Curtis Jones, who scored the winner, technically scored the winner as England won the under-21 European Championships. Technically, Cole Palmer hit the free kick. It looked like it was going nowhere near in, and it comes off the backside of Curtis Jones, the flex, and in, and England won 1-0. Liverpool's young Lions are champions. Brilliant to see. I mean, for a player who's basically been one of the stars of the tournament, picked up man of the match and in the semi-finals as well, Curtis Jones, really good to see him get another 90 minutes under his belt. It was a fantastic end to the season. It really feels like he's kind of picked up and carried on with that. There's so many injury problems over the last couple of years. It does feel like finally he's getting back. This is Anfield actually reporting that he racked up 448 minutes over five games. Impressive throughout the tournament in a deeper, more central role, which showcases his ability to retain possession and recycle it to keep his side ticking. Harvey Elliott came on for the last 7 minutes of the final as well. He's found the time on the pitch a little harder to come by, which actually weirdly, kind of as far as the trajectories of both seasons have gone, it seems to me to be no bad thing. Curtis Jones needs the minutes. Harvey Elliott played a lot of football and probably could have actually done with a little bit more of a rest, to be perfectly honest. So it's actually maybe worked out all right. Give him some good experience, some good camaraderie, and another medal to add to his collection, but not having run into the ground. So yeah, perhaps the perfect tournament for both Curtis Jones and for Harvey Elliott in a kind of roundabout way on that one. Liverpool, we saw, I don't know if you've seen the pictures or videos that came out on socials over the weekend. Liverpool players returned to training on Saturday. Jurgen Klopp with his backwards baseball cap in, full of the joys of spring. This is Anfield. Had a list together of all the players who returned, senior players who returned. Adrian Ozinski, Calvin Ramsey, Gomez, Matip, Phillips, Fabinho, Bacetic and Nunez all came back to training. Thiago was in the building but didn't take part. And Calvin Ramsey was pictured in his training gear but wouldn't have done much because he's still continuing his rehabilitation from a serious knee injury that he picked up back in February. The one interesting note on the Calvin Ramsey stuff is that he's actually already agreed a season-long loan with Championship side Preston. But again, according to This Is Anfield, the young Scot is set to join up with them from July 15th. But until then, he'll stay at the AXA getting prepared with Liverpool, which is, I think, is a really smart move, to be honest, particularly for that first couple of weeks of training. Make him feel like he's part of the squad. You know, he's not just a kid, and it's, you know, he's a member of that first team. Remind him of that. Hopefully get to a position where you can maybe run one last little rule over him before you send him off to Preston. It's not mass, it's only 1 hour up the road or whatever. So Liverpool will be keeping a close eye on his progress this season, and hopefully he can reboot his career after an injury hit year, first year at the club. Fabinho, back as well, was speaking about Liverpool's new signings with LFC TV. He said, at the moment, McAllister and Szoboszlai have arrived. I didn't see them yet. They have a couple more days of holidays. We just hope that they'll be ready to be with us. We will help drop them in the adaptation and hope they'll be ready to get the ideas of the team as quick as possible. We lost, I think, three midfielders that were really important for us in the last maybe 5-6 years. It's good to bring some good players in that position because we will need them. In the way we play, the intensity we play, we always need not just three or four, but maybe six players in this position in the squad. So yes, it's good to have these two players with us now. We played against them already, so we know how good they are. It's good to have them on the team. Yeah, good mature outlook from Fabinho there. I've mentioned this elsewhere, but Liverpool's success thrives on squad competition. And, you know, Liverpool often keep, or prior to the five subs and prior to COVID, Liverpool like to keep quite a lean squad on their hands. The game's changed since then, and we've had so many issues with injuries that the squad have been forced to expand. What we've seen when Liverpool have brought new lads into the squad, then it has helped to raise the levels of everyone around them. And it's been far too long since we've really brought quality into the midfield. And Thiago's a great example of bringing quality in, but actually just that adding youth and the robustness as well is a really, really important thing. Fabinho, we'll know he had a bad season. If we can bring someone else in to actually not just challenge him, but help him get a bit more constructive time on and off the pitch, then hopefully Liverpool can draw him out. Because there's no, for me, there's no reason why a 29-year-old should be suffering as much as he is, other than he's just literally been overplayed. And Liverpool can, hey, just underplay him a touch, we might find ourselves in a really ideal circumstance. And it sounds like psychologically he's ready for the for some more bodies to come in and lighten the load.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
In terms of other players, and speaking of Liverpool midfielders, Xabi Alonso is apparently looking to bring Liverpool young fullback Luke Chambers to Bayer Leverkusen. Anfield Watch Academy tweeting that Liverpool are in talks with Bayer Leverkusen over a loan deal for Luke Chambers. Negotiations are very positive and an option to buy could be included in any agreement. This is actually coming via Florian Plettenberg, Plettigol on Twitter as well. So yeah, it's an interesting one. Paul Tompkins has done some really good work. I mean, look, really good work always, but in recent weeks, looking at some of the players in and around Liverpool's squad, he was one with a bit of a, I guess, earmarked for a good future. The talk of an option to buy would be really interesting to see what Liverpool are doing with that. Does it spell that Liverpool are maybe moving away from traditional fullbacks and so they're looking to find options for these guys? I mean, Calvin Ramsey going out on loan, and someone like Luke Chambers, who would be, I guess, at the moment next in line as far as young left backs go for the club, is an interesting shift from Liverpool. But look, going to work under Xabi Alonso would be very, very good indeed. And it's interesting, obviously, while Steven Gerrard's now heading over to Saudi Arabia to continue his management career, and probably, let's be honest, if that's the case, probably management slide into punditry. Xabi Alonso quietly going about some very good business over in Germany. Hint, hint, hint. We'll see what happens with that one. At the moment, you know, I had a quick check in terms of Luke Chambers. He's only ever appeared on the bench for Liverpool. I'm not actually got into a senior appearance just yet. He actually was on the bench for the 2-2 draw with Fulham, first game of last season, and in the 0-0 draw, which obviously we ended up winning on pens with Derby County in the League Cup as well. So very young to go and get a move to Bayer Leverkusen. That would be a very good and very, very interesting one indeed. Right, we'll move things on. Plettigol again one of the stars of the transfer window, says talks between Liverpool and hashtag Lavia are concrete and ongoing. Understand there is no agreement in terms of salary conditions yet. As reported, his price tag is around 50 million. Klopp wants him! Exclamation point. He says he's a very press resistant player. Even in high pressure situations, he loses the ball only once out of 10 times. And then Football Insider are saying that they revealed on Friday that Lavia and James Ward-Prowse are fully expected to return to the Premier League with a move away from St Mary's this window. However, it's believed Liverpool are only currently willing to offer around 40 million for Lavia as negotiations continue, while Southampton are believed to be holding out for a figure closer to 50. Significantly, the Merseysiders believe the player is keen to move to Anfield and a deal is this is quotation, so I don't know where this is quotation from, but expected to be agreed, sources say, if the fee can be settled. Southampton keen to maximise the Belgian international's value as City will be entitled to 20% of any fee received for his services. That clause was negotiated as part of the reported £10.5 million deal which brought Lavia to Southampton last summer. Yeah, really interesting stuff there. 35 appearances across all comps in his first senior campaign for Southampton. Obviously highly regarded by Liverpool, but how highly regarded it remains to be seen. To the tune of £50 million right now, I'm not so sure. But often what you'll see in these things is, of course, terms can be spread. It's not necessarily, I think Liverpool will probably be looking against spending significant funds up front, but there might be some way of working it where it's a lower cash amount, perhaps, you know, with incentives or bonuses or whatever tied into it. But it feels like Liverpool are going to dig in for a little bit on this one. They're not going to be bullied into paying £50 million for a lad who's barely completed a full season of senior football at this level. Right now our bargaining position is strong. It remains to be seen again what will happen in the coming weeks with all of that. Right, that is it. That is the latest news around Liverpool Football Club. If you want more transfer stuff, then I highly recommend heading over to redmenplus.com. Tomorrow is Monday. We've got Neil Jones for Journo Insight. He's also in Thursday as well. Two Journo Insight specials every week throughout the transfer window with Neil Jones, getting you closer to all of the top Liverpool news stories. Not just an opinion like you get from me, but from a genuine journalist who has sources and everything. You can also check out all three episodes of Bobby Firmino, Best in the World, our brand new documentary series. Phenomenal, bar-raising, game-changing documentary content, and honestly the best thing any fan media has ever produced by an absolute mile. In addition to that, full exclusive interviews with Jordan Henderson, with Adam Lallana, with Lucas Leiva, with Ozan Kabak, with Ryan Babel, with tons of Bobby Firmino ex-coaches and managers, etc., etc. An absolute content bomb to keep you entertained this summer over on redmenplus.com. And if you head over there, choose a Captain Yearly subscription and use the code Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, you get it for 50% off for an entire year. Not just will you fill your boots this summer throughout the transfer market, get close to all those stories on and off the pitch, have tons of great Liverpool stories and documentaries and podcasts and interviews to grow your love of this beautiful football team even more. You're going to get a full year of it till this time next year when we're presumably celebrating winning the quad, a quad, not the quad, because the Europa League, you'll be able to follow it the entire week. Yeah, anyway, Captain Yearly on redmenplus.com. Use the code B-O-B-B-Y. Anyway, that's it from me. Thank you so much for listening. Have a boss rest of your weekend.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.